FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The NPA's asset forfeiture unit has seized a vehicle allegedly used in an extortion case in Durban's Clare Estate area. The Durban High Court yesterday granted the AFU a preservation order to take the vehicle belonging to Cebo Mhlongo. Mhlongo and three other accused face charges of extortion, intimidation and attempted murder. Spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority in KZN, Natasha Kara, says the incident happened in September.
The owner of the motor vehicle and his co-accused, claiming to be members of a business forum, allegedly went to a construction site in the Clare Estate area, demanding to see management regarding payment. The vehicle was seized on the basis that it was instrumental in the commission of the offence. The vehicle will remain in the custody of the curator, pending a forfeiture application.
The Reinkonyeni municipality has pleaded for cool heads amid a workers' strike that has collapsed service delivery in Port Shepstone and surrounding areas. A labour dispute related to job grading is at the centre of the action, which the municipality says is illegal. The protest has entered its third week, with the south coast town strewn with uncollected rubbish. Some areas have been left without power that has affected homes, businesses and medical facilities. Fears continue to grow about whether the matter will be resolved and services will be returned before Christmas. Municipal spokesperson Simon April says the matter is before the court. Management and union representatives are trying to find possible solutions.
Even hotel repairs, street cleaning, all those services are affected. Even the renewal of licenses, registration of vehicles, all those services are affected.
To the northwest, six more suspected illegal miners have been arrested in Stilfontein. It's amid an ongoing standoff between them and officers in Operation Vala Mgodi. More than 1,400 suspected illegal miners have so far resurfaced from various shafts. Northwest Police spokesperson Sabata Mohabone has the latest on the arrests.
Of the six illegal miners, four resurfaced at Margaret Shaft. In addition to the stipulated charges, one of the suspects will be charged for possession of gold-bearing material.
And abroad, an elderly patient in Louisiana is in critical condition with severe avian influenza. It's the first serious human case in the country as fears grow of a possible bird flu pandemic. The new case brings the total number of infections in the United States during the current 2024 outbreak to 61. It's understood the patient was exposed to sick and dead birds in backyard flocks. Your top story this hour. The NPA's asset forfeiture unit has seized a vehicle allegedly used in an extortion case in Durban's Clare Estate area. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.